Her eyes were both glued shut, and she couldn't get them to open. She decided to go to the bathroom to check to see how her eyes were looking, and they were bloodshot red. Glenn's mother has worked in the childcare field for the past 10 years and finally decided to open up her own licensed in-home daycare about 3 years ago because of her desire for having her own one day and her love for kids. About a year ago, on a cold wintry day, a young girl named Hazel came to the daycare. Glenn's mom immediately noticed how Hazel had irritation in her eyes and kept itching them. Glenn's mom immediately informed Hazel's mother about the incident, and Hazel's mother didn't think anything of it. She said that Hazel was doing fine the night before, and that's probably just an eyelash or something, not a big deal. So Glenn's mom was still concerned, but decided that she would just let Hazel stay at the daycare. Hazel, throughout the day, continued to keep itching her eye, and her eyes were becoming redder by the second. Glenn's mom noticed and separated her from the other kids, just in case whatever she had was contagious. At the end of the day, Hazel's mom came, and Glenn's mother informed her about what had occurred. Hazel's mom seemed worried at that moment because she saw how red her daughter's eyes were. She decided that Hazel wouldn't come to daycare the next day, just in case she did have something contagious. So that night, Glenn and her family had dinner, and everything was normal. Glenn went to sleep that night, and the next morning, she woke up, and her eyes were glued shut. She had a swollen eye, and there was green crust laid on top of it. Her eye was bright pink when she checked to look in the bathroom. Her heart dropped, and she was very worried, because she didn't know what was going on. She then decided that she would go tell her mom, so she ran downstairs and she started screaming her mother's name. Her mother was downstairs in the living room watching TV, and she was reading her newspaper at the same time. Glenn went to her mother, and she started to tell her about what happened to her eye and how she couldn't open it. Glenn's mother didn't really think anything of it, but at the same time, she was concerned, so she told Glenn that she would stay home. Glenn went back to her bed, and she tried washing her face to open her eye, and she got rid of the green crust laid on top of it. So her eye was, she realized that she had pink eye. So she decided that she would have to go to the doctors because she was experiencing a lot of pain in her eye. Her mother took her to the doctors, and they prescribed her with an eye drop. Then Glenn started using those eye drops for the next 3 to 2 days, and she missed school for about a week. That weekend, Ethiopian Christmas was coming up, and Glenn still had pink eye. So when it came around, she wasn't really able to associate with her family members and spend time with them because she was sick, and her pink eye was contagious. So she didn't want to get anyone sick, so she didn't really enjoy that Ethiopian Christmas. So that night, she went to bed, and she woke up with two pink eyes because, I don't know, it just happened. When Glenn realized that her pink eye spread to the other eye, she was so worried. She ran to her mother, and her mother was very concerned because she looked crazy. Glenn didn't even look human having two pink eyes. But they were all really worried, and she was experiencing a lot of pain in both of her eyes. So she decided that they were going to go to the doctor and ask for, anything better than the prescription that they were given before. The doctor said that the prescription will take time, so they should continue to use those eye drops and, just have a consistent schedule. And they did exactly what the doctor said, and about a few days later, Glenn's pink eye and both eyes were cured. She went back to school a week later, and all her friends missed her. We missed her so much, but we were happy that she didn't come to school with pink eye, or else, obviously, it's contagious, and we didn't want to get pink eye like Hazel gave to Glenn.